8 задания, а 8 А14. I believe that even people who are deeply in debt can become wealthy in 10 years or less. The first step is taking control of spending. The single fastest way to fall from financial security is spending more than you earn. So start living on less than you make. Track your spending every cent for a month. Then review your notes to see where you can make cuts. It shocked me how much financially unstable people are spending on entertainment, which I see as an unnecessary expense. Another way is to locate a mentor, someone who can offer advice and honest feedback. The simple act of taking this initiative is a motivating force. The next step is looking towards tomorrow. Even people happy in their jobs today understand that things are changing in every profession and that they might not be secure tomorrow. They are looking for jobs now, and not just on the internet. Jobs are still occurred through people, someone who knows someone who knows someone. And just to be clear, there are lots of jobs in healthcare, energy, the government, and elsewhere. Lastly, these people are saving like crazy. Now is not the time to buy the 42-inch flat-screen TV if you can't afford it. A poor person should really learn to be as optimistic as a millionaire. Try this simple exercise. For the next 3 days, notice and write down 5 good things happening in your world. After 3 days, you'll see that good things are part of a pattern in your life. This will make you more optimistic, and optimism is a wealth magnet. Study after study shows that people with faith in themselves and in the future get more jobs and keep more jobs. They save for tomorrow rather than spend for today because they're convinced there will be a tomorrow. Playing Sudoku is also very useful if you want to be wealthy. It keeps your brain agile. Word puzzles, number games, brain teasers, they all help stimulate nerve cells, which makes your mind sharper over time. Having more mental clarity makes you a more flexible thinker, and that's essential for wealth. I've designed a set of special exercises to help people overcome financial difficulties. Most of them come from conversations I've had with academics who spend their days dissecting risk-taking, gratitude, and resilience, qualities that the wealthy seems to have. The exercises are valuable because they help make changes real and they give you a goal and focus. Most involve keeping a journal or asking yourself challenging questions. One that's really valuable is writing about yourself in third person. Now, new research shows that when you write about yourself as he or she, it takes away some of the self-consciousness. You can see if you are emphasizing positive or negative attributes and understand how others see you. From there, you can start to make changes. The research being done by psychologist Bob Emmons on gratitude made a difference. His idea is that grateful individuals lead happier, more successful lives. I'm a pretty optimistic person, but being in and around New York City, I sometimes get cranky. Bob got me to appreciate the everyday, more to stop comparing to things for others, to use visual cues to trigger me, like the sign I put in my house that says breath. In this economy, it's something everyone needs to remember.